For many years, Crime Stopper Caboolture has partnered with the community to create a safer Queensland, empowering anonymous reporting and volunteers to prevent crime. As with major organisations, change is in the air, and here it is to explain on 1015fm.com.au what's happening. Former Chairman Ken Bradley, Assistant Chair Jeff Clayton, and Secretary Sue Stevens. Firstly, let me welcome the three of you to the studio.
Yep.
Now, Sue, we are incredibly intrigued. Can you tell us a little about this?
Well, I'll try and explain why we're no longer continuing as a group. Whilst Crime Stoppers Queensland has been in operation for the past 30 years, providing an anonymous reporting service, which has been highly successful, it appears the time has come to develop a new direction and a model for the business. As such, all Queensland VACs will be transitioning over the next couple of months and will be replaced by regional ambassadors. As for our local Caboolture VAC, we would like to take the opportunity to thank everyone who has helped us over the years. We would also like to mention the wonderful support from 101.5, as we are able to reach everyone about what Crime Stoppers was able to deliver in the Moreton Bay area. To our many sponsors, Ken Bradley will personally thank our sponsors during this podcast. The future of Crime Stoppers is now reaching out to the young demographic of Queensland. Needless to say that the transition to the new model will take time to implement and to build relationships with business partners again, since our VAC has currently ceased to function.
Now, what changes can people see and report on? You're going to tell us on that?
Yep. What doesn't change is the way that people report anonymously. So
yeah, that's important.
Whilst we're not functioning any longer as a volunteer action committee, people can still continue to report it if it is a life-threatening emergency on 000. If you require police assistance on 131 444, and of course you can report anonymously to Crime Stoppers still on 1800 333 000, or you can even submit online tip through the Crime Stoppers Australia website. You are never required to provide your name, phone number or IP address. That will not be recorded or traced. Don't forget, any tip that leads to an arrest may be eligible for a reward, even now. You will be provided with a unique code to claim the money while still keeping your identity completely hidden.
Now, about 91% of our survey recognised Crime Stoppers as the place to share suspicious activities. So that's still going to be happening?
Well, it will through the online and other associated media activities.
Mm-hmm. And 55% of police people, I beg your pardon, reported us have done this anonymously.
Yes, they have. And the good part about that was that's where we came in. We're kind of the marketing arm for Crime Stoppers out there in the local communities.
Mm-hmm.
And raising that awareness that it is anonymous was part of our job, and it worked.
Yes, it did. And my figures here tell me that 67% of people were comfortable reporting to Crime Stoppers when they knew that the it was basically a charity.
They were, and I put that down to a great extent to Ken and our crew, simply because our presence in the community that we're in when we did our displays, the people used to come up to us and talk to us openly and have a joke with us, and it was quite a good presentation that we did.
Yes, yes. And you were just about at every function. Yes. What's the old adage? Every letter opening. There was a Crime Stopper crew there. Now, Ken, and our listeners would know Ken for many years of reporting on Crime Stopper, and in the last couple of years, Sue, and of course you, Jeff. So, Ken, I think you probably want to say a little bit about some of our beautiful sponsors throughout that 20 years, eh? Let's do that.
Yeah, I've been, as I said, I've been around, some people take you like a bad smell, but I've been around for 20-odd years doing this job, and I've really liked doing it. I find it very appreciative. I'm still a little gutted from the way this head office has handled this. I still believe we could have done still what we're doing, and head office could have done their media outlets, messages through Instagram, Facebook and radio, whatever they want to do it. But the CEO's decided that we're no longer viable, so that's it for us. We've basically cancelled all our events. Sorry to everybody that we've been instructed to do so. So what I'd like to do, I'd like to thank, there's a number of people, and I'll start off. Radio station 101.5 FM, thank you very much for being part of our association. Caboolture Ice, particularly Rodney at Caboolture Ice down there. Bunnings Morayfield, Caboolture Police, Bribie Police, Bribie and Caboolture Police have been fantastic, because basically we all work together for the same end result. The Woodford Show Society, Kilcoy Show Society, Caboolture Show Society, Banksia Beach Fruit Barn Juice, they used to donate all our onions for our barbecues. St. Columban's College, that's our meeting place, thank you very much for the college. Burpengary Shopping Centre, Morayfield Shopping Centre, Transport Department Caboolture, we've done a lot of events over the years there. PCYC, Twin Waters Neighbourhood Watch. We go up there every year just before Christmas with our anti-theft number plate screws, and we can't do that anymore. Torbal Fire, we've just missed out on that because we were sacked on the 30th of April, I think it was. So then the St. Michael's College is down and on the way to Bribie. Burpengary Community Groups, they hold an event every year behind the library there. We can't do that anymore. And I'd like to personally thank Jo Arthur for Caboolture Police District Office. She's been amazing, particularly for me, and helped me through the tough times. Mark Ryan's office, I've done all my photocopying for our there. I'm going to miss you guys. Terry Young's office, and most importantly of all North Moreton Bay residents for their support over the last 20 years. I'm going to miss you. It's going to be an emotional time, so thank you very much, and it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from you, Geoffrey.
Yes, sadly, it is goodbye from me. We had a wonderful journey.
Yeah.
And it's been terrific.
And Sue, of course.
Well, to our many sponsors and friends, it has been a privilege to serve the Moreton Bay area over the last 20 years. We're signing off for the last time as Caboolture Crime Stoppers. Thank you for supporting us.
Well, I won't say too much more because I'll sort of get tears in my eyes. Guys, thank you so much. I've got a lovely little bit of information here to read out, but I'll just say thank you to three of you right now, and then I will finish off this beautiful podcast, very sad as it is. Thank you, gentlemen. And
thank you,
Sue.
Okay, thank you, guys, and I'd like to thank actually all our 10 members too. Jeff, Tony, Sue and all the other members, we've got to find another volunteering job now, so got to have a reason to get up in the morning. So it takes a bit of getting over that loss last night.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've heard from three remarkable people who have given so much of themselves to keeping our community safe and who have helped us to understand the bigger picture. That while local branches are closing, the mission of Crime Stoppers in Queensland is evolving and pressing forward. As our guests reminded us today, the work of Crime Stoppers is far from over. The anonymous tip line remains open. The reward system is still in place, and the new generation of regional administrators is preparing to carry the mission forward, reaching younger Queenslanders in new ways. So if you see something, please say something. Call 1-800-333-000 or submit a tip online at the Crime Stoppers Australia website. Your identity stays completely protected, always. Sue, Jeff and Ken, on behalf of everyone at 101.5 FM and our entire listening community, thank you. Thank you for your dedication, your integrity and your unwavering commitment to making the Moreton Bay region a safer place to live. This is 101.5fm.com.au podcast.